I'm Anna Carmo from UN News. The overuse of antibiotics, not just for human and animal health, but also in food production, is leading to an increased resistance of bacteria, fungi, viruses, and parasites to antimicrobial treatments, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. The UN agency says that one person dies every minute from an infection which antibiotics have failed to treat. Low- and middle-income countries have been affected most by what experts have called superbugs. Charlotte Lomas has been speaking to FAO's Christine Cherniak and begun by asking for a definition of antimicrobial resistance, or AMR.
What is AMR and why is it a problem we should all care about?
So antimicrobial resistance is just a fancy way of describing the fact that germs that cause infections, they develop this ability to tolerate these treatments that we use against them. And this is a problem because we need to be able to cure infections.
And is this problem across the globe or is it only in specific regions or countries?
This is definitely a global problem. And this is why we all have to care. And this is why we all have a role to play in the solution. So just looking globally, right now, one person dies every minute from a resistant infection. And this number is only going to go up. But in terms of which areas of the world are most affected, unfortunately, low and middle income countries, they are suffering from an incredibly high burden of infectious disease, which also means that they're going to bear the brunt of the antimicrobial resistance or superbugs crisis.
In terms of food production specifically, what's contributing to AMR and the superbug crisis?
Everyone who misuses antimicrobials is contributing to this crisis. So doctors who are prescribing antibiotics to their patients when they don't really need them, people who are demanding them. And in farming, you know, there's this challenge of losing animals to disease, and this really affects farmer livelihoods. And so to try and be extra cautious, farmers are often just using antibiotics for their animals day in, day out in their animal feed or in their water to try and prevent infections before they start. But that is a very irresponsible use that we need to work together to change.
How do we tackle this growing problem?
So, you know, some people, they like to call for a really extreme reaction and they'll say, well, let's just ban antibiotic use entirely for animals. That would be a disaster for public health because there are these diseases we call zoonoses, essentially means that they can be spread between people and animals. And so if you just stopped treating animals, that would be a huge problem for animal health and welfare and for food production, but you'd also be threatening public health. So we need to keep using antibiotics. The key is to really use them responsibly. And this means relying on expert advice, getting a correct diagnosis, and using the right antibiotics at the right time and in the right way.
So what is FAO doing about AMR?
FAO is doing a lot about AMR because there's a global action plan and an FAO action plan. And, you know, our activities range from trying to make sure that there's legislation and regulations in place right down to behavior change efforts. And what I'd really like to talk about with you today is this behavior change work, which I think is really exciting because you can have all the regulations in the world telling people how they should be using or not using antibiotics. But at the end of the day, it's up to people to choose to use them differently. So how do we motivate them to change their practices? And so there's a UK-funded project that FAO is working on in 12 countries in Africa and Asia to really talk to the farmers and the veterinarians and the veterinary drug sellers to find out, why are you using antimicrobials in this way? Would you be able to use them in a different way? And what are the barriers or obstacles that you're facing that would get in the way of you being able to change those practices?
In general, how can we help farmers to grow food in a more sustainable way that benefits their livelihoods, but also protects animal welfare and global health?
So what we've been learning as we've been talking to farmers about what the challenges are that they're facing is that there are some really simple actions that they can put in place starting today that will make a big difference in being able to prevent infections before they start to help reduce the need for antibiotics in the first place. So simple things like hygiene, you know, washing your hands before and after you're touching your animals, vaccination, because prevention is better than cure. Really good quality, nutritious animal food, because just like people, animals need good quality food too, so they have strong immune systems and can fight off infections. And of course, animals, just like people, need clean water as well. So some very simple steps that can be taken. But we are hearing feedback from farmers that, you know, when we say things like, okay, we'll vaccinate all of your animals, they'll come back and tell us, you know what, I can't afford the vaccinations. So, okay, now we have to think, how can governments take action to provide subsidy programs and other options for farmers to be able to afford these solutions to reduce their reliance on antimicrobials?
And for the farmers who are using antibiotics, say, for growth promotion in their livestock, how can we get around that? How can we stop that?
That's a really good question. And here's the struggle. In countries, especially in the global south, where there's a really high burden of infectious disease, these farmers are using antibiotics regularly because if they don't, their animals will get sick and die. And that would be devastating for their livelihoods. So it's not a matter of just tomorrow saying, stop using antibiotics all the time for growth promotion, because it could have devastating consequences. And so really the solution is to address these underlying problems, these conditions that are leading to infections. And once we address those, then farmers won't need to use antibiotics so often.
So does it all just come down to political will and funding?
That is a major piece of the puzzle, absolutely. Because farmers, if they don't have the funds to be able to buy the vaccines, or if they can't afford to go to a veterinarian every time their chicken or pig or cow gets sick in order to get the correct diagnosis and prescription, then they're not going to be able to make those changes. And so we need to invest in infrastructure. We need to invest in our farmers and the food production systems to be able to bring up the basic level of hygiene and biosecurity so that they can produce food in a sustainable way for the world.